Pottawatomie County Public Information Officer Becky Ryan says those who were injured Tuesday did not require hospitalization. The name of the deceased individual was not released. Damage was primarily concentrated to the city's northern half.
We have 4 outbuildings have been destroyed. 22 houses have been destroyed or unlivable. 13 residences have been damaged, and 1 commercial building has been damaged.
Pottawatomie County Fire Chief Jared Barnes says response from numerous outside agencies was swift and much appreciated.
We had a good turnout from really all over the county. They got here quickly. They did a great job of getting organized, starting to search homes, we actually had a structure fire break out. They got on that quickly, got it taken care of. You know, everybody did a great job, and it's just a tragic loss.
Pottawatomie County Commissioner Greg Riott praised the response and residents of Westmoreland.
Westmoreland's a strong community. They will come back from this. They will rebuild, and they're going to be good.
A temporary shelter was set up overnight at Rock Creek High School, which is also closed today. USD 323 not having classes Wednesday. Evergy has also been working to restore power in the community. Pottawatomie County offices also closed today. The landfill, however, will remain open for debris collection. Tri-County Waste will not be removing trash, and it's unclear how soon that collection will resume. I'm Brandon Peoples, News Radio KMAN.